Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect right now? With the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, need a new playbook that is safe. Allocate some gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. That is Noble Gold Investments.
Hey, everybody. Today in the Charlie Kirk Show, joining the program, Donald Trump Jr., as we talk about the latest from the Trump trial in New York. It is so wrong what's happening. Michael Seifert about the parallel economy and more. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Go to charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. That's charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. Members only content, charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. Email me as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. Subscribe to our podcast and get your friends to do the same and text these episodes to your friends. It means a lot. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com.
Okay, joining us now is Donald Trump Jr. Don, I know that this is a complicated topic for multiple reasons because there's ongoing situations and orders and stuff. But Don, you were called to testify in this ridiculous trial. Your reaction, the floor is yours.
Listen, it's sort of interesting. Even CNN and BBC wrote some pretty positive stuff. The left-wing rags get it. Don Jr. doesn't know anything about the finance. It's so disingenuous what's going on right now. You know, I don't know anything about a statement of financial condition, which is not something that you're actually dealing with in business most of the time that accountants compile. But basically the precedent that the attorney general has been found guilty of fraud prior to ever even getting a chance to testify or make a case is that I guess I'm not supposed to rely on a big four accounting firm that compiles all of our stuff and tells me that it's accurate and I can sign it. Like, you know, that'd be like saying, hey, you know what, doctor, step aside. I'm going to perform, you know, orthoscopic surgery on myself because I think I should know more than the guy that's actually been trained to do these things. That's the extent of this case. And you compare it to, you know, what's going on with Hunter Biden and the lack of interest for the actual corruption influencing our country. It's just disgusting. You know, you have an overzealous attorney general, and it sets a terrible precedent, frankly, for anyone, likely in a blue state because the Republicans would never do this. But for anyone who's doing business, they can say, you know what, you didn't donate enough to my campaign or you're not supportive of our policies. We're just going to go sue you and we can say whatever we want and it won't matter in a court of law. And it's basically comes down to a racketeering and extortion ring sanctioned by the New York state government. It's a scary place that we're in as a country, Charlie. Keeps getting worse.
They want to strip you of your company. I mean, and this is, it's unbelievable that even like remotely recommend or suggest fraud. Have they not been in Trump Tower? Have they not been in these properties that you guys own and manage? And I mean, this is literally what they would call proof of dictatorship in Russia. Or if we just remember another example, when Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, just started taking people's property away. Like, yeah, that's just what we do. You know, it's just kind of, I'm in charge. You aren't. It's we say that it's third world stuff, but the fact that honest Democrats are putting up with this shows how morally bankrupt, reprehensible, and repulsive it is. And Don, also, just yesterday in Arizona, there was an entrepreneur. He said, oh, I've just closed down my business. I'm done. I'm getting out. I said, why? He said, well, there's many reasons. He said, but honestly, as I was packing up the U-Haul truck to drive across the country to Arizona, and I was listening on the radio about the Trump fraud case, I had a peace of mind because they could come after my business too. Don, riff on that. They're going to destroy the economic business climate in New York if they haven't already.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, listen, any real estate developer, right? You know, Letitia James is supposed to know more. The person who thinks Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million knows more about real estate than Donald Trump. And by the way, she can selectively decide this. There was actually, Charlie, an interesting article. I think it was Philip Hamburger in the, I guess it was the Wall Street Journal yesterday, who's a Columbia professor. So let's just say, probably not a Trump fan, but just talking about the overall implications of what this means, the level of corruption it could create, and frankly, incentivize other overzealous attorney generals just to go after people who, you know, may not support them or may not write campaign checks. You could go after any company, any transaction. Now, you got to remember, in this transaction, the people that are the supposed victims are the banks who made hundreds of millions of dollars, who were paid back in full, where a payment wasn't missed, where their own witnesses are saying, no, we did our own due diligence. I mean, this is fine. Like, what are you talking about? They're not even complaining. It'd be one thing if they lost a lot of money and they were coming back and saying, this is impossible. This should not have happened. There's no victim in this crime. It's just a persecution. And again, because of a place like New York, hey, if Trump's not popular, you know what? It's fine. We can let him do this thing. And, you know, so what? They want to fine him a couple $100 million. Like, that's fine. We'll put it in the coffers to use for, you know, trans surgeries or whatever the hell New York is funding these days. Maybe migrants, because they won't take care of actual New Yorkers or American citizens. They got to do something like this. But if you can do that on literally any transaction where there's not even a complaint, but they can just say, you know what? I don't like that transaction. You know what? Give me a piece of it. We're going to fine you. It sets a precedent, honestly, that would make any of the dictators in third world countries blush.
It is just incredible. And so if you just think about what Trump's brand is worth alone, I mean, who is Letitia James to come in and say, you know, what is worth what? It'd be one thing, which wouldn't happen with your family because you guys are ethical and honest, if there was like notes defaulted on or things like that. Everyone got repaid, right, Don? There's no victim.
So now 100%, you can have with
a massive trial
without
a victim.
They just got their principal back, Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah. There's. It's a victimless. You know. Not. I don't even want to say crime. There's no victim. But that didn't matter. That didn't stop them. By the way, the things they're talking. You know, Mar-a-Lago worth 18. Like I could. If you gave me about 7 minutes, I'd get you 250. If you gave me a day and a half, I'd probably get you 700 million. And if you gave me a couple of weeks, I could probably hit a billion for that property. Right. It doesn't matter. It's 18 million because we said so. Two of the properties on the only way to actually know exactly how much real estate is valued, because frankly, is when a transaction actually happens, right? Because you can say, hey, I'll hold on to a little bit. How many people do you know say, well, you know, I don't want to sell right now because the market's a little low. I'll wait for it to go better. So I think it's worth more, or I can sell it for more once the market changes or whatever it may be. But, you know, the two properties on there would have been, you know, Trump Ferry Point, which I think was valued at 14 million. We literally sold it for 60. And the old post office, which I think was valued somewhere in the, you know, mid low 220s, 220, 230, and we sold it for about $400 million. So they're actually undervalued based on the statement of financial condition where they actually sold. Like the market spoke and they were undervalued. And you know, you don't get credit for that, right? That's the idea of this whole thing. They can just throw a number out there, they can decide whatever it is that they want. They can say, oh, Doral's only worth this because it's, you know, it's got golf courses and this is how many rounds you can do. It's like, well, what's 600 acres in downtown Miami worth if you redevelop it into condominium? Oh, next question. We don't want to talk about, like, you know, that there may be other ways to value something. It's truly asinine. And, you know, they either, and from my depositions back in the, you know, last summer, I guess, it was actually hard to believe. It was me sitting across from eight of these supposed professionals in this thing. And they either didn't understand these concepts, which makes it sort of hard to try to prosecute them. I guess it doesn't matter when you have everything rigged to your side, but or they chose not to. And either way, it's sort of embarrassing, but shows you how far we've fallen.
So Don, closing thought here. You know, we've warned for a while. Hey, Democrats, be careful delighting in the political prosecution and persecution of your enemies. One day it will come back to you. Eric Adams gets raided by the FBI, and I'm like, I don't know what Eric Adams did or didn't do or his fundraiser, but it is a chilling reminder, Don, and it should be for Democrats out there. Be careful, you know, delighting and rejoicing and using political power, because it might come to your doorstep next. Final thoughts, Don Jr.
Well, it may. The problem is the Republicans will never do that. You know, so many of these, they're so feckless. You know, they're going to give everyone in Ukraine all the billions now. They're rolling over every time. I mean, that's the problem. We just don't fight the same way. We don't fight the same battles. You saw, you know, yesterday, I guess it was Elon Musk, I guess, tweeted, you know, well, the FBI won't release any of the tapes because there's too many undercover officers that could get exposed. I'm like, oh, you mean like what we said all along? Like this was a setup? Like, Because of course it was. Just like Wuhan Lab Leak was obviously a Wuhan Lab Leak and not, you know, a wet market magical thing that happened 5 feet away. Every conspiracy theory is coming 100% true. Guys, we're still batting 1,000 on these things. But, you know, in the case of Eric Adams and the FBI, I'm sort of shocked because they're, you know, going after a Democrat for a change. I guess that's, they'll probably throw a couple guys under the bus every once in a while to make it appear as though there's equal justice under law. But I promise you, the left, the FBI is doing whatever they can to protect the radical left because they are the radical left at this point.
Don Jr., we have your back. God bless you, man. Stay strong.
We appreciate
Thank
it,
you so
man.
Much.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
It is so wrong what they are making this family go through. He ran to improve the country he loved. And they are going after every, these people are savage animals. Never forget that. Never forget what they're making them do. The whole family, they're looping in now. And Hillary Clinton is cackling her way in a forest somewhere.
Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk.
There are three types of people. There are predators, infants, and the protectors of infants. And young women are being subjected to the abuse of mentally ill men. And it's really been amazing. We are a far weaker society than I realized on this. We're going to play Cut 130. It's graphic, but you need to see it. This is some sort of a field hockey. Is that the sport they're playing? I'm from Chicago. We don't have any of this stuff. Women's field hockey event, which in Massachusetts, big deal in the Northeast. Yeah. So it's a big deal. It's a New England thing. And it's very graphic, but you need to see this. This girl, she gets so hurt, her teammates don't even react. They can't even look at her. She loses two teeth. Her father is to blame for, I don't know if she has a father around, her father is to blame for this, for allowing her to go play against men. Play Cut 130. So it's reported that the male player, number two for Swampskit, knocked the teeth out of the female player. Males are allowed to play on female teams in Massachusetts because of the Equal Play Act. Happening more and more. And I was talking to a friend of mine in Los Angeles, and 8-year-old girls playing soccer. And they say about half the teams that they play have men on the female in the female leagues. It's really, honestly, it's a lot less about, you know, mentally ill young men that think they're women. But why men are putting up with this just goes to show that we really don't have men. We have men without chests in this country that put up with this. It's just, it's really unbelievable. And by the way, if you're a father who tolerates this, you're a coward. You should castrate yourself. You're not a man. And what is this all about? You're allowing your daughter to go into a sporting event? At the very least, you should pull your daughter out of the league. Or you should stand up to the other coach, or just go shame these people. Like, I don't know what country are we? I look around and I say, by the way, just so we're understanding, you know, these men who think they're women, they get off on hurting women. They get off on it. They enjoy hurting women. Not just showing up at school boards. Yeah, that's important. I've had some very strong opinions for this, but it's not getting better. Just so we're clear, this is getting worse. It's not getting better. Okay. A lot of the young men who think they are women, they get a sexual thrill from humiliating and hurting women. The trans cabal, they have sexual fetishes of actually hurting women. And we as men, not me, but most men in America look along and they say, well, tolerance is a key value of America. And I guess I love tolerance more than I love my daughter. Men's, of course, have larger hearts, larger lungs, more bone mass, more muscle mass, stronger muscles, less fat. They're also better macro thinkers than women, which is why the Chess Association doesn't allow men to compete in female chess competitions, but that's a separate issue. Grown males have a larger portion of fast twitch muscle mass than females, which allows them to generate greater force speed and aerobically produce energy. Even in males and females with similar body mass, male muscles are stronger than female muscles, both absolutely and relatively to lean body mass. Yeah, women are going to get hurt. Some women are going to get killed eventually. That's what's going to happen. You're going to have that hockey thing where some tranny in a skating thing just cuts a girl's throat. It's going to happen. Yeah, and Clay Travis recently offered $1 million for the WNBA champs to play a high school male team. And they won't. They'll be humiliated, obviously. By the way, it was very well known that in high school that the high school boys freshman team would almost always beat a good girls varsity team. 4-year separation, 14-year-olds versus 18-year-olds. Happens all the time. The high school boys would dominate WNBA. You kidding me? And remember when the Williams sisters took a challenge to play a man ranked about 200 in tennis and they got destroyed? Males jump about 25% higher than females. Males throw about 25% further than females. Males run about 11% faster than females. Males accelerate around 20% faster than females. Males punch about 30 to 162% harder than females. But hey, diversity is our strength. Tolerance is our top value, everybody. And it's the men to blame, not the women, not the moms. These low-T men. I guess they're not really men.
Have you become a member of the Charlie Kirk Exclusive yet? It's so easy. All you have to do is go to members.charliekirk.com today or charliekirk.com and click on the Members tab. Sign up for access to all of our exclusive content. Never-before-seen interviews, weekly columns written by me, all of my most recent speeches in one place, videos where I answer your questions, and so much more. Plus, we're going to be inviting members to Zoom calls with me starting very soon, so do not miss out. Help keep us uncensored by providing you with new content daily by becoming a member. Your support means the world to me and the whole team. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. If we have blessed you in any way, if this show has impacted your life, if you like the impact that we are making for other people and young people especially, consider becoming a member. It's affordable for people of all income levels. You guys get amazing perks and benefits, and it's only beginning. So go to members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com.
Joining us now is Michael Seifert from Public Square, publicsq.com. Download the Public Square app. Michael, you have some big announcements to share. We got plenty of time. Let's walk right through it.
Well, Charlie, good to see you. We are grateful that the response this week to our new e-commerce launch has been tremendous. You know, we started as a company, the nation's largest marketplace of America First businesses that are non-woke. They love the country, the Constitution, and the values that it protects. We started this company as a directory. So you'd go to the platform, you find the businesses and products and services that align with your values, that do not hate you, that are not funding the globalists. But then you actually check out on their website rather than within our actual app. We were more like a Yelp. But as of Wednesday of this week, we have proudly launched our e-commerce functionality. One shopping cart, multiple vendors, so you can go on and buy a holster, paper towels, toilet paper, an order of diapers, and a new gun bag. You can do all of that in one transaction. And exciting, we actually moved to publicsquare.com. So we still have Public SQ as well, but we actually acquired that asset. We've been working at the trademarks for publicsquare.com for many, many months now. So if you head to publicsquare.com, you'll actually see a new revamped brand. We've added thousands of new vendors to the platform. We actually have over 400,000 products that we launched with that are purchasable on the platform. So it's a very, very exciting time in the parallel economy. This thing is growing because consumers are tired of feeling like they have no options other than Amazon, other than Target and Bud Light and these different conglomerates that have absolutely stifled the American marketplace. But now they have other options. And so we are really, really proud to be highlighting America's small business community, and they are growing and thriving in the process. It's a very cool time.
Well, first of all, I'm really thrilled to hear it. Now, is publicsquare.com live? Is that right?
It's live. Head to publicsquare.com.
Publicsq.com.
PublicSQ.com is still live.
Got it.
So you can go to PublicSQ or Public Square and you'll see it. Yep.
So talk more about the vision. You guys are moving so fast. Every Life is doing really well. You know, Michael, cast the vision for the audience where you guys are headed. I'm 100% behind everything Public Square is doing. Tell us about it.
Well, the goal ultimately is to compete against Amazon. That is what we are building. We want to be a one-stop shopping experience for 100 million Americans plus that have felt disenfranchised, antagonized, downright forgotten by these corporate oligarchs, truly, at this point, that have so far departed from the values that these Americans still hold dear. You know, they claim, by the way, these globalists, that Americans like me, like you, and like many of your listeners or viewers are antiquated, that we're outdated, because we still value things like excellence, meritocracy, true equality rather than equity. We want to create a marketplace that goes back to the basics for that massive compilation of Americans. To put that in numbers, by the way, 100 million Americans equates to over a third of the nation's GDP that are on this conservative side of the aisle. And that's the third largest economy in the world, and nobody is talking to them. So we're creating an Amazon competitor for all of life's daily needs. We're doing it on a fraction of the budget and on a fraction of the time. You know, technology's evolved so much that we can jump over many of the hurdles that it took Amazon years to conquer. And we're doing it in a way that is filled with quality and ethics at the forefront. We don't sell consumer data. Amazon's gotten a lot of trouble for that recently. And on the Every Life side, this is a picture of the broader business model. We have this incredible access point and perspective to what products consumers are looking for, but that don't currently have representation in the parallel economy. So now our goal is to fill those needs, provide solutions to those gaps in the market. Every Life, the nation's first pro-life, pro-family baby care brand, is a perfect example of that. We actually, Charlie, just heard from our manufacturer this week that said that Every Life is officially the fastest growing baby care brand they've seen in modern history. So it's a very cool time to be building solutions for people so that we don't just have to boycott. We can actually put our money somewhere more positive. That's the vision.
It's amazing. Michael, talk about the Israel-Hamas deal. A lot of corporations are now wavering on this. You saw the Starbucks union, and I'm sure that it's front and center. You know, anytime that there's this, you know, big news stories, I'm sure you kind of see that across the radar screen. You know, talk about how that is impacting the businesses you select. You know, your criteria is very clear, but talk about that, Michael Seifert.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Many of the companies that we have truly almost been forced to use because we weren't aware of alternatives in our society, like Starbucks or Amazon. You know, these companies were very happy and proud to support the BLM movement just a few years ago. Then it was revealed over the course of the past month that BLM and many of the chapters around the country are actually terrorist sympathizers, which is a wild concept. And so what we want to do is promote the businesses that have always stuck to the basics. They didn't promote BLM. They didn't give millions of dollars to these corrupted organizations that are now standing behind terrorists. Instead, these are companies that prioritize the American economy first. And I think that's the important point here, Charlie. Anytime we see global conflict, it should serve as a reminder that we have to protect our own country and its economy first and foremost. It's like the airplane analogy. If you're on the airplane, you're sitting there in your seat, the flight attendant or the captain, the pilot will say, if the cabin pressure drops, you need to put your mask on before you worry about your neighbor's mask. That's the strongest case for nationalism and localism. We as a country have to take care of our own economy, our own communities, our own businesses first, before we worry about the affairs of the world. You have these other corporate entities that are bought out by the globalists. Public Square, you're going to find a marketplace of alternatives that are actually prioritizing their communities first and foremost. That is why we are so proud to support them, especially in times of economic turmoil or geopolitical turmoil.
Yeah, it's more important than ever, this kind of corporate warfare fight. And you guys could check it out right now. PublicSquare.com. I was just flipping through it. And the online marketplace, you guys have got to download the app. You guys have spent a lot to do that. And it says right here, you asked, we're delivering. There's a woman's fashion collection, health and wellness collection. You're really starting to see it, you know, expand very quickly, switch with confidence. And it's a way that you guys are able to shop your values. That's right. Shop your values. And you guys can see it, in a very effective way. So, Michael, what are some of the big challenges that our audience can help with? I know growing in scale as an entrepreneur, you know, can be can be difficult. How can our audience best support this? Because we get so many emails, so many positive, you know, responses in regards to Public Square. Michael, what is the way that our audience can help? I know that you guys had a big short seller thing. Looks like that has stabilized a little bit. Michael, how can our audience be most helpful?
Well, Charlie, the best way the audience can partner with us in creating this parallel economy has actually more to do with our vendors. When folks can go to publicsquare.com and support the small businesses that we represent, now over 70,000 of them, that will actually cause the entire parallel economy to win. So we tell people often, we don't charge anything to use the platform. There's no premium version that you have to pay for. This platform is free to consumers to come and enjoy. And the small businesses get to reap the rewards of the growing and burgeoning parallel economy on the consumer side. So our encouragement to folks is, if you want to help this grow, it's really as simple as two steps. Number one, head to publicsquare.com and support the small businesses that you see on the platform. Sometimes we hear folks say, well, you know, I still use an iPhone and I still use a MacBook and I still drive a car that's made by a tyrant. And it's absolutely right. But at the end of the day, we'll never be able to do everything unless we start with something. And so our encouragement to folks is, even start with something as simple as switching your cup of coffee. Get your household cleaning supplies from a company that does not hate you. Grab your diapers from a company that is not utilizing your proceeds to fund their employees' abortions. That's step one. Step two, tell your friends. You know, many of the entities in the commerce space that have grown have done so with the backing of venture capital. They raise hundreds of millions of dollars from Sequoia Capital and SoftBanks of the world, and then they just blow that money on customer acquisition with no regard for financial stewardship. For example, Yelp, famous online directory, once wasted $70 million on a marketing effort that proved futile. We don't have the luxury of doing that. We're prioritizing financial stewardship. In fact, we're projecting our first profitable quarter in 2024, less than 4 years of even having the idea for this company. And so our encouragement is, let's be grassroots about our growth. Once you find a product that you know and love on the Public Square platform, please go tell your friends. If every single one of our over 1.6 million members on the platform just told three friends about the Public Square platform, it's incredible how fast this movement can truly grow. So that's our encouragement. We hit 1 million members faster than Twitter, Airbnb, Spotify, and more. The way we continue that growth is through a grassroots effort of folks voting with their wallets and then telling their communities.
PublicSQ.com or PublicSquare.com. I got to say that. Tell your friends, everybody. Download the app and check out their new online marketplace. It's amazing. Michael, you're welcome back anytime. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Charlie. Good to see you.
All right. With the attacks in Israel, massacre in Israel, there is more and more concern that Hamas has sleeper cells in our country. Totally legitimate, by the way. You should buy weapons and buy guns. In fact, the federal government is now saying this. People on television are saying, yeah, you know, there might be sleeper cells here. But there's something that needs to be voted on before midnight on December 31st. Let's first play Cut 51. Play Cut 51.
As the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, the Iranians, for instance, have directly or by hiring criminals mounted assassination attempts against dissidents and high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials, including right here on American soil. And along those lines, Hezbollah, Iran's primary strategic partner, has a history of seeding operatives and infrastructure, obtaining money and weapons, and spying in this country going back years.
So that's Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, talking about how we might be infiltrated. Let's continue, Cut 52.
But as I said a few moments ago, on top of the homegrown violent extremists and domestic violent extremist threat, we also cannot and do not discount the possibility that Hamas or another foreign terrorist organization may exploit the current conflict to conduct attacks here on our own soil.
Christopher Wray is playing a game. Christopher Wray wants something, and it's working. Christopher Wray wants Section 702 of the FISA Renewal Act to be authorized before the end of December. The very same FISA abuse that has been used against conservatives, patriots, moms and dads at school boards, Donald Trump. This summer, it has been hotly debated because it even came out that FISA was abusing it so nakedly, so repeatedly, that Democrats were even unwilling to reauthorize the FISA spying unwarranted behavior. Department of Justice has a press release, justice.gov, reauthorizing Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act as a national security imperative. So now they are scaring Congress and scaring you, the American people, into reauthorizing a tyranny state, and it's working. The chatter of Hamas having sleeper cells in this country are legitimate, but that is an immigration issue, not a surveillance issue. It's a southern border deportation issue, not a matter of being able to listen to our phone calls and monitor our text messages. We are falling for the trap, everybody, and I'm telling you, there is a massive legislative fight, and these Republicans are going to authorize it, and they're going to cite Hamas. There is a huge fight, because here's, without getting too deep into it, Patriot Act, every so often, every couple of years, you have to reauthorize that the federal government can get access to our phone calls, our emails, our messages without a warrant. And they deliberately, right now, the regime is deliberately committing treason on the border, and they say the fix is give us total surveillance powers. No, fire these guys and secure the border. And Christopher Wray, why don't you get your priorities straight? Stop targeting churches and parents. And if you need to spy on Hamas, get a warrant. Get a warrant. Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act is warrantless spying on Americans. It's going to expire on December 31st of this year. The expiration would be a massive victory for civil liberties. But they will fearmonger you and use the idea of Hamas in our country because of our southern border as a reason to keep their police state. I am warning you, they're going to increase their chatter to pander to Senate Republicans for a short period of time, and they'll probably never even use FISA against Hamas. They'll use it against us, conservatives. Play cut 57.
Do you believe, is the United States safer from foreign terror threats today? Are we safer than when Joe Biden took office?
What I would say to you is that the terror threats have elevated.
The terror threats have elevated. Christopher Wray knows that there is not a widespread appetite or agreement to get FISA reauthorized. So Christopher Wray has to scare Senate Republicans. Instead of closing the border, which he should, he's scaring senators so that we can continue to have warrantless wiretapping of your conversations, of me, of Tucker, of Candace Owens. And they're going to use the Hamas massacre, the Sabbath massacre, as a way to fearmonger and build public support to reauthorize FISA. Keep your eye on Lindsey Graham. He's going to lead this. I guarantee it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company.
Like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like.
Rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells.
And have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.